Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year and 1 year anniversary Trummy Podcast. Happy New Year. Hey guys, Tromedy Podcast celebrates 1 year university. 1 year university. 1 year anniversary. And I'm so proud of my little baby, my little child. It's Ken. It's K-Bone. It's Casey that was comes to you from Berkeley Unitet Studio saying hello, happy new year. It's been late. I've been procrastinating. That's not a great way to start your New Year's. But nevertheless, I'm getting to it. And that's the important thing, getting to it. Listen, couple things I wanted to talk about. Fantastic year. If you haven't listened to them, my highlights were Megan Corey talking about how to become a paramedic. That was my first big interview, my first big get. And I was so psyched and nervous to do it because, I have a lot of esteem for her. And I wanted to come sounding legitimate, and I didn't want to... I'd never interviewed anybody before, so how the hell am I supposed to know how to do it? Well, I just prepared a couple notes, 10, and then I was engaged and present as I could be for the interview. And it turned out great. And she pointed me in the direction of Gene Starzynski, who had done his documentary, Freedom House, about the first paramedics in the United States that started off in Pittsburgh and Oakland, PA. And from there, it just kind of more or less moved and rolled. There were some building days. There's a lot of those back there. You can take a look at the catalog. A lot of, well, I don't know what's going to work. Let's just mull this through and push bravely ahead. And the format on some of them is not my favorite. It's not the most professional. But it is my learning process. And you out there have been privy to it. You have been my audience, my loving, caring, attentive audience. And you've made this worthwhile. Because aside from a passion project of myself, for me, there's other people interested. Shows me I'm not off my rocker and that this has some validity and some legitimacy outside of personal edification. And I want to keep that going. You know, someday I want this to become, if not money-making, because I think the podcast should be all positivity for free, because that's what it is for me and that's what it should be for you. It's honing my skills for me to become something more out there, maybe in entertainment, maybe in documentaries, perhaps in just educational films and technical advising, and maybe even just using this to somehow parlay into medical advising on in large-scale health overseas works. Whatever it happens to be, I think the eloquence that I'm learning from this, the way that I've been able to take what I'm doing here is going to pay off in one way or another. It will pay off because no energy spent worthwhile goes ungratified somewhere. Somewhere, some way, because I'm putting in this effort, it's going to work out someplace else. And it's kind of the law of conservation of energy. If you think about it, you know, energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's just transferred into something else. Let me give you an example. Huge aspirations as a kid to become a musician. Still have it. Still this undying need, this thing that always, in my head, there is always a song playing. There's always a song playing. It used to scare the shit out of me as a kid. Because I remember in high school going, oh my God, it's never going to stop. I can always think of a song right away, and it's been playing in my head. And I said, all right, I'm going to be a musician. That's it. I'm going to do it. conquered my fear of going up in front of people by playing on the street corner one day. I made $8. Came back that night, did a karaoke skit at the Annex, UCSB, rocking it out, When I'm 64, Paul McCartney singing it up. K-Bone jumped in and sang a little ditty that night. And I got an applause break. Bam. I thought that was enough. That's all I needed to know. That was my goal. I'm going that way. I got a couple of gigs. I played here and there. I got a regular showcase show a few years later in Santa Barbara downtown at Roy's. Modern Folk Night. Anybody remember it? That'd be rad if somebody out there actually went to Modern Folk Night with Kenneth Allen. Anyway, it was my baby. It was my thing. I was 20. I must have been 21 at least because it was a bar, but I think I was just 21. And I toured around Santa Barbara City, used to play all the nights, Saturdays, Sundays, Fridays, open mics, you know, and learn the scene. And it just didn't go anywhere. And it was partially because I wanted immediate gratification in it. I wanted to skyrocket. I wanted somebody to walk up and say, hey, you should be on the tour. Hey, you should be recording with me. Crazy thing is, people were, but they were the ones that I didn't think I wanted to be around. I wasn't taking all of my options. I was finicky. And eventually, people stopped knocking. Now, that's okay if I were to keep going in that profession. I would have found things that I did want. The only thing was I got self-frustrated and I quit. I came back to Marin County. I went and said, I'm going to record my own album. And I did. But after that, I rarely showed up in the San Francisco scene. I did a few gigs here and there with buddies. But that was it. And really, who's to blame for that? It was myself. Okay. And after that, I kind of said, well, I'm floundering right now. The other thing I'm really good at, and because I had had some crises in my life, was being a paramedic, being a caregiver. The thing I was good at was not being afraid of high-stress situations and not being afraid of gore. And I had seen several different instances of that where people ran away and people screamed and people lost their heads, and I did not. And I thought, well, what the hell? It's in my blood, obviously. Let's give it a shot. I fell in love with it. I remember driving to work one day after being a paramedic and thinking, and still with the aspiration, someday I'm going to be a musician, someday when it works out, when it works out. And then I thought, why the hell am I trying to do that? I love this profession. I walk into these houses, and these people come to me and say, thank God you're here. My aunt looks like she's dying. We think she's dying. And I walk up and say, all right, I got it. Let's take a look. And I make the decision whether or not they're dying in my best judgment and treat them the way that I need to treat them to keep them alive. People trust me. People love us. I can bring a kind of calm and professionalism to it that a lot of people can't. And at that point, I realized, well, why the hell do I keep trying to do all this other stuff? Well, because my passion's still in music and film and entertaining. But man, I'm good at life-saving. There's just no getting around it, and I hope I don't sound like I'm tooting my own horn. But you got to realize your attributes in order to capitalize on them and do the best good for everyone out there. Where am I going with this? I'll tell you. I end up teaching. I become a teacher. What gets me over public speaking? I have to go into a class and teach and pretend like I know what I'm doing. I have to be prepared, and I have to be eloquent in front of 40-plus students. A lot of stress, a lot of work. Scary for most people. You know, the whole thing about being number one fear is public speaking. Number two is death. Not so scary for me. Why? Because I had played so many gigs as a kid in bars, in restaurants. I had faced that fear already. On the street, people looking at me sideways, having to perform, having to focus and push forward a notion, having to be able to relate to people along the way, and still getting your point across. That was something I had already conquered. So dig it. You see how that, in and of itself, even if I never became a musician, that skill was honed and it became useful for my teaching. And even more so when you're dealing with a situation where somebody's dead in the middle of an arena or in the middle of a church, and you have to perform CPR and a complete resuscitation on them. A lot of people looking at you, including God Almighty, if you believe in that sort of thing. But what I'm saying is this. It's important to start recognizing what you're very good at and to start recognizing your weaknesses and push forward in all of those. Use your strengths to be able to defeat your weaknesses. Find the chink in your armor and start trying to rebuild it. That's the key to becoming more successful. At least it has been for me. I sat and I stagnated for a few years, went through a pretty bad breakup, went through a lot of downtime, a lot of frustration trying to find a job that could support me. And I 7 years of volunteer work, 7 years of fire volunteering, 3 of those years making somewhat good money working as a paramedic, going overseas, conquering my fears of that whole, you know, crazy thing. And I couldn't get a job, and it was, and sooner or later it starts, you start thinking, so you get to self-doubt. Finally, I get a gig as a fireman and we get laid off. Now that's just frustration, but the fact that I had gone through a long period of time of just not having anything good, no solid career, no stability, allowed me to fluctuate much better when I got laid off. Because I figured, well, what the hell? This is exactly what I've been dealing with my whole life anyway. Not a big change. You see, it's all on how you look at it. It's all on how you equip yourself to deal with stress and movement and change. And really, that's all we're given in life is change. Don't stagnate, don't sit. That's my motto to myself. And hopefully you can start seeing why that's important. And then I kind of went through this bad breakup, you know, and I decided, what the hell? I'm going to do this podcast. It's something I believe in. I like the idea of doing emergency medicine. I like the idea of bringing it to laymen, lay people. I like you out there to hear what we deal with on a daily basis. And I can do it because I've been able to engineer my own music. What the hell? It's a lot easier to sit and edit my voice. So when I sat down and did the first one, I realized, what the hell, this is a lot easier than I assumed it was going to be. Felt like I found my calling, my second one, and hence it's here. So it brings me to my second point. Second point is this: find some symbol to go and pursue your own personal goals. The symbol for me is the podcast. Some people have a crucifix. Some people carry a Star of David. Some people have tattoos. Some people believe in angels. Some people follow Vishnu. Some people love baseball, football, whatever it happens to be. Find something that allows you to become the person you want to be. You may not even need a symbol. You may already be there and you understand what I'm talking about. You're tilling your own fields right now. You're climbing your own mountain every day. For me, it was the podcast. I had to find some way to get this stuff out, this some kind of outlet. That was this. All of a sudden, I had a reason to contact the people that I loved in my life and talk to them and talk honestly, truthfully, presently with them and to tell them how much I really appreciate them in my life. And to get that out, to start expressing those kind of emotions is important for all of us. And it was very important for me. It was overdue. And with that, it allowed me to open up and it allowed me to start taking some big risks, contacting authors like Wendy Moore, you know, that book that I loved so much when I was working as a paramedic, The Knife Man, sending an email just saying, what the hell? Let's see if she gets back to me. Boom. She gets back. I get an interview with her. I'm meeting people in my life. Random celebrity. Fun stuff. Unthinkable 2 years ago to me. Completely possible as soon as you say, yeah, I guess I could do that, and you act upon it, or acted upon it. So keep that in mind. All of this stuff out here is very possible to do. And as soon as you start seeing it, then the sky's the limit. Going to Europe by myself, meeting up with Josh Smith, talking to him in Spain about his thesis, how to deal with mass gatherings and mass casualty incidents. And the fact that he went to Spain to get his master's in Spanish, getting his master's degree. Unreal heroism. Seriously, if you haven't heard that podcast, go back and listen to it. It's all possible. It's going to be hard. And the things I got coming up this year are more challenges. It's going to be more challenging. It's going to be more putting myself in the fray. But that's how you get good. That's, anybody will agree, you don't get to become a good chess player by playing your dad and your brother and your family. Once you've beaten them, that's it. You have to go to the next challenge. Bruce Lee, guy could do a lot of different martial arts. Finally realize I kick everybody's ass in karate. I got to try judo now. Now I got to try jiu-jitsu. Now I got to make my own karate style, do some Jeet Kune Do, which is going to be best for me to beat as many people in the outside world as I can. He didn't sit around and deal with more karate boxers, kickboxers, whatever. He'd fight Dr. J. He'd fight Chuck Norris, right? He was fighting Steve McQueen. Because he look at you with those eyes. He say, okay, baby. You know, that's it. Be the water, my friend. So it's important that you go and challenge yourself. So that's what I'm doing with this. The podcast allowed me to do that. It's been my talisman. And it's been my reason to keep pushing myself forward. A couple of other things I got coming up. I got a screenplay I'm writing. I have an album that's coming out. Completely for my own edification, but you better believe I'm going to put my all into it. Lost 30 pounds this year. Went skydiving this year. Things are turning on, and the more doors open, the more lights you need to turn on, the more you got to pay that electricity bill. You know what I'm talking about? The more energy you got to put forward. But it's good, because you got to burn some energy to get some energy back. And sooner or later, people see your house and they go, that's a nice looking place. I'm going to come by and say hi. And then all of a sudden, what do you got? You got a Christmas house. People are paying donation fees just to come and take a look at it. That's what I'm going to be, my own Christmas house. That's okay. For you out there, I hope you're having a great time. I hope if you're feeling good and you feel like I'm talking about stuff that's right on, well, number one, turn more friends onto it. Number two, keep doing what you're doing. Keep living the life that you're living and enjoying yourself. Because you know if you're satisfied, you're doing the right stuff in your life. And if you're not, try some other stuff. Step out of character this year. Start working out. I can't stress it enough. It's important just because you get some mental toughness from physicality. It's true. It's absolutely true. And number two, step out of character a little bit. If you'd be the one that would step over a homeless person, maybe say, hey, how you doing? Excuse me. Shake them. You all right? You all right? All right. You have a good day. If you haven't been to church and you've been thinking about doing it, go to church. If you go to church all the time and you're wondering what the hell is out there aside from that, stop going and check it out. Whatever it is, if you got kids you want to do with your family, you haven't been able to do it enough, do it. Live in the present, and remember, you're not what you tell yourself you are. You are what you do. So do more. Do the things you always said you wanted to be. Hey, be yourself, but that also means if you want to be a hero, you got to start acting like a hero, right? If your role model is Steve McQueen, all you got to do is start acting like him. Start trying to be tough. And sooner or later, you are. There's nothing wrong with that. Start facing the things that you think would be, well, this somebody would do this. I wouldn't. Why not? Step up to the plate. Fucking swing away. And if you strike out, deal with it. Go to the batting cages afterwards. Who cares? At least you got up there and you did something. I had a family friend that used to say, the only thing that beats a fail is a no-show. So stop not showing up to the dance, man. Practice, get to the dance, and give it your all. Swing away. It's important stuff. And really, the bottom line is this. If you make yourself happy, if your goal is to be happy, you're going to start making other people happy too. As long as you are happy, it radiates. Also, when you're happy, you're looking for other people that are happy in your life. You know, you're putting out this sort of consciousness, and so you recognize it in other people, which means you're going to be able to find the other happy people out there. And it's just a fact. It's like it's in your head. That's your mindset. So you're looking for people that play well together. You're not looking for a fight. So start making yourself happy, and you'll start finding other happy people out there, and you can hang out together. You know, you can go play. And I don't know. Just have fun. Just have a good year. So, wrapping up, find yourself a reason to do all the things that you wanted to do. 2, take some risks. 3, get in shape. 4, be happy with what you got. Kick more ass and try and get more for yourself, because then it translates into other people. Don't make yourself a martyr. Lead by example. And 5, tell everyone about the Traumedy podcast. Because remember, everyone, if you got it, use it. Hey, thanks for listening. Now, hey, let me just tell you, this year I'm going to be talking to people that talked in front of Congress. I'm going to be talking to more celebrities. I'm going to be talking to more authors. I'm going to be talking to more doctors and potentially medical directors about things. Some up-and-coming technology for the next 10 years. What's going on with medicine and emergency medicine. I got some really interesting people lined up. I'm freaking out. This is going to be so good that you're going to start telling everybody, oh, you ever heard of this guy? Yeah, he's pretty badass. Come on. That's going to be going on the entire time. And for your own edification, you're going to be hearing good authors and good information that I alone will never be able to bring you. I'm just there to offer up these people to you. I get to go speak to the genius. You get to listen to it. That's amazing stuff. And I can't wait for another great year of this podcast with you and me doing what we do free. All right. That's enough of me blathering. I just wanted to say hi and happy new year, and enjoy yourselves, and let's fucking rock and roll, okay? A couple of expletives in this podcast, not the best way to start off. Now I got to put explicit on iTunes, but you know what? It's sincerity, and who cares about a couple F words and S-H-I-T's? It's cool, man. We're coming from the root of stuff, you know? We're all grown from manure, and we're growing up from it. We're all in the gutter, but some of our eyes are towards the stars. Isn't that what Oscar Wilde said? It's pretty good. I also heard on his deathbed, he said, all right, either I go or the drapes do. Fantastic work. All right, that's fucking it. What else do I got to say? I got nothing else to say to you. I'm happy that you're listening. And tell your friends, remember, Stitcher, iTunes, RSS feed, traumatypodcast.com. If you want to get in touch with me, send me a note, send me something on iTunes, send me something at the website, and tell me who you want to have on. Send me something on Facebook. I got the page up. So send your likes out. I'll send you love. You send me likes. It's an odd trade-off, but it means something to me, and hopefully it does to you. It's Ken Allen again saying, if you got it, use it. Happy New Year.
You've got a hope. that there's someone for you, as strange as you are. Who can cope with the things that you do without trying too hard? You're wrapping all around you. You never know what they will amount to. If your life is just going on without you, it's the end of the things you know. Here we go.
And so here we go.